President Trump says he's ready to resume rallies this weekend, but he's still not willing to do a virtual debate with Joe Biden next week. On Fox News last night, Trump also declined to say whether he's tested negative for the coronavirus since his diagnosis last week, and he struggled to speak when talking about the only kind of mail-in voting he supports.
Absentee is okay, because absentee ballots, excuse me, absentee ballots are fine.
Beth Fooey is senior politics editor at NBC News and joins us now. Beth, some people are going to listen to that clip and say, well, Trump could be very sick. Why would he be holding a rally?
Well, we know that he loves holding rallies and that he was doing that even in defiance of health guidelines in many of the states that he was visiting. We also know that being sick is just sort of against his brand. He projects strength, or his of course, effort is to project strength and solidity and being defiant, and being ill and being sidetracked and sidelined contradicts that completely. So he's very eager to get out there to resume what he considers to be his normal way of communicating with voters, which is in person, those rallies with lots of red hats, people who love him, people who adore him. And that to him is how he won in 2016 and why he wants to get back out there.
Beth, we're 25 days out from the election now, and many people are already voting. Biden is leading in almost every poll. Can the president turn this around?
Well, of course he can, and there's many different pathways to do that, because as you know, the whole race is decided in the Electoral College, and there are Electoral College paths for the president that continue to exist. Those three Midwestern states that he won and surprised everybody by doing so, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, many polls there show a very tight race. He still has the backing of many, many Republicans in some of the bigger swing states, including Florida. So he certainly can pull this out. But there is no question, as you say, that polling right now looks very much to be in the former vice president's favor.
The president's behavior this week has been under scrutiny, in part because he's been on a steroid to treat the virus, which can alter moods. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is calling for the creation of a commission that, when needed, would determine if a president is unfit and should be removed.
This is not about President Trump. He will face the judgment of the voters. But he shows the need for us to create a process for future presidents.
What is she talking about here? Was that just a stunt on her part?
Well, it's funny that she's saying it's not about President Trump, because it clearly is about President Trump. She's raised questions about whether he has sort of the mental fitness at this moment because of his illness and because of his treatment to conduct business as president. So it's a pretty bold move by Nancy Pelosi. I mean, obviously, this isn't really going to go anywhere, but she's taking a stand publicly saying that President Trump is behaving in ways that are alarming and that potentially could need to be curtailed by Congress.
The president now says he's ready to make a big COVID relief bill with Pelosi. And on CNBC this morning, Republican Senator Ted Cruz accused Pelosi of holding up a deal to hurt the president. But Cruz also said he thinks Trump would win big if people are going back to work, or lose in a landslide, quote, of Watergate proportions if people are angry and broke. Do you think a relief bill is still possible, and would it play a role in this election?
Well, the president's really been all over the map on this. I mean, just this week, on Tuesday, he announced that he wanted his negotiators to walk away from any sort of large deal and instead focus on the confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett as his new Supreme Court justice. But then just in the last couple of days, the White House team and President Trump have indicated they might be open to a bigger deal, realizing probably smartly that voters would be very happy to get some additional relief before the election. But, you know, it may not be possible at this point. Nancy Pelosi is going to have her own reasons for doing things as well. And because the president has sent so many conflicting messages, it's very hard for her and for other Democrats to sort of climb on board with a plan that still would have to go through the Republican controlled Senate when President Trump is being so all over the map about this.
What about Amy Coney Barrett? What are you expecting next week when the confirmation hearings start for her?
Well, the Democrats have been pretty disciplined up to this point about talking about Amy Coney Barrett, that they've really been sort of uniting around a message that her ascending to the court would threaten the Affordable Care Act, because she has written some critical things about that in the past, and because the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, is coming before the Supreme Court in November. It seems to be a strategy that the Democrats have decided to adopt, is rather than be sort of all over the map on criticizing her and her conservative positions on number of issues, that they will go straight to the heart of something that matters to a lot of people, and that is health insurance.
That is Beth Fooey, senior politics editor at NBC News. Beth, thank you.
Thank you.